Revelation chapter 10. Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud and a rainbow on his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. He had a little scroll open in his hand. He set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and cried out with a loud voice, like a lion roaring. When he cried out, seven thunders sounded their voices. And when the seven thunders sounded their voices, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, "Seal up those things which the seven thunders said, and do not write them." The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in them, and the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be no more time. But in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound, the mystery of Elohim will be fulfilled, as he has declared to his servants the prophets. Then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, "Go, take the little scroll which is open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the earth." So I went to the angel and said to him, "Give me the little scroll." He said to me, "Take it and eat it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey." I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. It was as sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Then he said to me, "You must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings."